Carmel High School sophomore Chloe Weiser has a unique hobby, and I sat down to talk with her about what she's learned from it. Chloe's been a member of the Indianapolis Junior Roller Derby team for over 4 years, and we talked about what roller derby is and how it has shaped her as a person. So Chloe, what made you decide to play, or who introduced you to roller derby?
Well, one of my good friends, Lainey, she'd been playing since she was in grade school, and she told me about it. And so I decided to go, and I saw some adult games, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever, so I had to join.
And so if you could explain the sport of roller derby to somebody who's never heard of it before, what would you say?
Well, first of all, it's probably one of the best sports ever, but you're on roller skates, and you aren't on roller blades, roller skates, so it's a quad skate, it has four wheels, so you can do a lot of like cool tricks and stuff. So you're on a oval track. And there's two teams, and each team has five players on the track at a time. And four of your team's five players are called blockers. And the blockers are trying to stop your fifth player, who's a jammer. So the jammer is trying to get through the blob of blockers, and they're all trying to stop her. And it goes around in circles for 2 minutes, and those are called jams. And the game lasts for about an hour.
And do you spend more time as a jammer or a blocker when you play?
I'm primarily a jammer because I'm a lot smaller, so I can get through and past other people really easily, but sometimes I'm a blocker too.
Do you enjoy jamming more, and like, why do you think that jamming is more fun for you?
Well, I think jamming definitely gives you more of an adrenaline rush because all the pressure is on you to score the points. So when you get out there and you're going, you have it in your mind, like, I have to get this many points for us to get ahead in the game. So you get a lot of adrenaline.
And after you originally started playing back in 2011, what made you continue to pursue the sport or want to play it more often?
Well, I kind of got hooked. I mean, you go and you are with all of these other like amazing people who are so in love with it. And it's like really inspiring to just be around them and like how much passion they have for it. It's like, it's addicting.
So, what's one of the things that you would say is your favorite about being on a roller derby team?
Well, I really love the physicality of it. And I also really love the people, like I said before. It's just, it's incredible how much they care about it.
And a lot of these people have nicknames when they play, like you said, Attitude and Alice in Plunderland. So, what's your nickname and how did you come up with it?
My nickname is Tsunami, like a tsunami. It's spelled S-U-E. Space N-A-M-I, and I don't know, I wanted originally to be Helen Wheels, but that one was already taken.
Since roller derby is such a unique sport, are there any other unique perks or traits that come with playing roller derby?
Well, it doesn't matter if you've dyed your hair purple or green or any color of the rainbow, or if you have tattoos or piercings, like you've come and you're accepted for who you are. That doesn't mean if you're a lesbian, if you're gay, if you're transgender, if you're straight, it doesn't matter. Like, you come and you're accepted for your uniqueness and for your quirkiness and for your weirdness.
And I like that because there are a lot of sports like American football, you have to be a guy or you have to be buff. And I think that it's interesting that roller derby, you can literally be any kind of person as long as you want to play roller derby. And I think that's really great about it. And again, we're talking with sophomore Chloe Weiser about her favorite hobby. Sometimes negative stereotypes can follow the sport of roller derby, like some people think it's dangerous or can inspire violent behavior. What is your opinion on all of that? Do you think any of that's true?
Well, with the physicality of the sport, I mean, there's definitely a risk, as there would be in any other sport. Like, I personally have never been hurt before, but I've seen other people break ribs or break, like, their a finger or arm, or I've seen people get concussions. But I mean, that kind of stuff disappears once you get your skills for the game. But yeah, there is kind of a negative stereotype about it being violent. But because the sport, it's not new, but as it's evolved throughout the years, it's gained more rules to make it safer. Like, you can't punch anyone, you can't tackle anyone to the ground. Like, it's all very sportsmanlike, and it's a respectable sport.
Right. When I had the opportunity to go to one of your games, I saw somebody get hurt and everyone kind of stopped play and everyone took a knee and was really respectful. Does that usually happen or does play continue if the injury isn't too bad?
I mean, if the rule is you have to be outside of the playing boundaries, and when you're outside, then the game can continue, but if you're, like, disrupting play, then it has to stop. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's standard for most sports.
Right. And if you could say one thing to somebody who's listening and is considering trying out roller derby for themselves now, what would it be?
I think it would be the best decision you've ever made. I mean, you get to go, you meet some of the best friends you'll ever meet in your entire life, and it's a great experience. You get to work your body and your mind in a way that's totally different from anything else.
And I think it's great that you found a sport that not a lot of people know about, but that you really enjoy and you can teach other people about. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just think that one of the most important things is that if you know someone who plays, you know someone who's thinking about playing, that you don't make fun of them about it or say anything negative about it. Because I know that when I was in, like, sixth grade when I started, people made fun of me for it. And something that was kind of hard for me because I didn't understand why someone would do that over something that I loved so much about. And I also think that if you're, like, considering it, like, go to an adult game because they're really, really cool. And it's a really awesome experience.
Okay, well, thank you for sitting down and talking with me.
You're welcome.
After talking to Chloe Weiser about her experience with roller derby, everyone has learned a little bit more about this unique sport and why we all haven't heard of it. For WHJE and the news department, this has been Sarah Lane. For interviews and more, head to whje.com or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.